Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day, noon, halfway to the weekend.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Man. Yeah, man.
It's all downhill from
here. The Andy and Randy Atlanta tour.
The tour continues.
The tour continues, baby.
Yeah, man. I'll be honest. I know this must be what a rock band feels like.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know?
There's no groupies.
You haven't had any?
What? I haven't had what?
They haven't been lining up? I could barely get in the door this morning.
Oh, really? Oh, they noticed you walking through the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't. No, I, you know why? It was somebody else down there.
Oh, okay.
Was, they were paying.
I mean, they were all dudes.
Yeah.
It was all the dudes in my DMs over here. But, we were like, this is pretty popular. No, but sometimes I forget, like, okay, where are we today? That's right. College Football Hall of Fame. That's right.
Yes.
Yesterday we were at Murph's. The day before that we were at Murph's. Last Friday we were in Kennesaw. Friday this week we're going to be in Buckhead at Twin Peaks. It's very fun. It's very fun to get out and see folks that you don't always get to see. Obviously, yesterday we got to sit down with Dale Murphy. That was awesome.
Awesome.
Chris Goforth was here when I showed up today.
Yeah, man.
I haven't seen Chris Goforth in I don't know how long, at least a year, if not more. I love seeing that dude.
I love it. That's
like, you know football season's here when Chris Goforth is here.
He's one of the best people I've ever met in my life. We've obviously worked together for years on College Football Game Time. But, I just have a lot of love for that man right there. And this is his wheelhouse right here.
Yep.
This is his wheelhouse. And he is and one thing about Chris is that he is so in tune with college football, like all the ins and outs and everything like that. He's taught me so much about those type of things. So it was good to see Chris when I got here. But it's always and I was telling you, like, I see my man Jacob Hester, I see my man Ben Watson. That's the only time I get to
once
see him.
A year
once a year and everything like that.
Often,
I get to see Ben a couple times a year. But, it's a big deal. But
did I see Ben Watson on TV at the Home Run Derby the other night?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah,
I was like, either that looks a lot like Ben Watson or that's because it looked like he was there with one of his boys.
Yeah, with his boy.
Yeah, watching the Home Run Derby. That's cool. That's awesome.
Well, hell, you're in town. Well, he lives in Atlanta, but anytime, they moved back a few years ago. But, getting to see him and talk ball with him, still so proud of him, what he's doing on SEC Network and everything like that. But, getting to meet these players, man. Proctor, that's a big old dude, man.
Yep.
That's a big, big guy.
That looks like the type of guy, if you're a quarterback, you want protecting your blind side.
Yes, because
he's left tackle, right?
Left tackle.
Yeah,
and he's a damn good one, too.
He is. He's very good.
He's a damn good one.
You know, we kind of referenced it. We weren't going to get into, like, the saga of why you went to Iowa and came back, whatever. We were just having some fun with the Caitlin Clark thing.
And he stayed with it.
Folks maybe remember that, right? Yeah. He was at Alabama, and then when the Saban stuff went down, he went back up to Iowa. Never played, obviously. Came back to Alabama, and he never missed a beat.
Yeah, he's outstanding though. He's an outstanding ball player.
He will be every preseason list you can be on.
On all of them. I love the one thing you said though, the player led practice. Mm-hmm. I love that right there. I love the fact that we gonna be here. All right, the team captains will go around calling, texting, whatever. Hey. This all be at the facility at 3:00. We're gonna get some work in. I mean, that separates teams when you have, because there's no more a player led locker room. As much as Nick Saban was that guy, the players led the locker room. I've talked to plenty of Alabama players that played for Nick Saban and those championship teams, and it was like, Nick was the man, but this was a player led locker room. And we're all over that one accord, and I'm sure that's what he's talking about when he says player-led type drills.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about the two guys that we talked to from Alabama, both Tim Keenan and Caden Proctor. Those guys are seniors.
Yes.
They could have gone on somewhere else if they wanted to when Saban left, and they decided to stay there. And, I mean, it is Alabama, so there's a pretty good chance you're going to have success, whether it's Saban or DeBoer or whoever it was going to be. But that's something that in this day and age in college football, staying is rare. But then also having, we talked to Dalen Everett about it yesterday from Georgia, having guys that have been through 3 and 4 spring practices and off seasons at the same school, having that familiarity, but also just the leadership of it. Like even Kirby talked with us about it yesterday. We'll let you hear more from Kirby and our conversation with him coming up in about 10 minutes from yesterday at SEC Media Days. Just establishing the standard with the upperclassmen being the leaders.
Yes.
I remember there being so much of that conversation with, like, you know, like Nick Chubb and those guys when Kirby was really in his second year.
Yeah.
With all those guys that sort of carried over. And then, obviously, with the Jordan Davises and the Nolan Smiths and all those guys that were on defense a couple years back when they won the championship. Now it's hard. Like, there are guys that have been there, but not that many.
Yeah.
Like Dalen Everett, yeah. You know, C.J. Allen, I think, is going to be in his third year there with Georgia. But, you know, you just that's few and far between now in college football. The depth and then also the veteran leadership.
Yeah.
The veteran, you know, upperclassmen leadership.
Yeah, man. And it, I mean, but it's so crazy when you see because when we talk to Tim, Tim is he's been there, what, 4 years now?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when, and you, and that's why when, I was, when we were talking to I think we talked to Every yesterday, I was like, he's like OG. You know, a junior as the OG, you know what I mean? And it's crazy, but that's just where we are in college football. That's why Georgia is so young because they he came in with a veteran-led team. When you talk about Nick Chubb right. and Sony Michel and Isaiah mm-hmm. and all, I mean, they were just all in one accord. But, yet he had the Jordan Davises. And then when it was their turn, he had a Jalen Carter behind him. And he had Nolan Smith. I mean, the leadership on those championship teams was unmatched, and the obviously the one we lost also, but just the leadership of those teams. That's what I mean. Kirby is the dude, but those teams were led by the players.
Yes, and those guys are also first round draft picks.
Yeah,
you know what
help.
I mean. Like
they help.
I'm not trying to like make light of it. Like when your leaders are also the best guys and the upperclassmen, like those are the best teams.
When your leaders and your best players are your best workers,
yeah, that's right.
You have, and the thing with it is, and when you can always. Like have that inner competition amongst each other, you know, and I think that's always important when you're talking about like Proc was saying, he's like, yeah, he beat me,
yeah,
you know what? But I've beaten him plenty.
Well,
of times.
I'm gonna beat him next time.
I'm
gonna learn from what he like. That, he's gonna be in the NFL too.
Nobody
like, Tim Keenan's gonna be. In the
nobody
NFL
epitomized team. That more than those damn Miami teams.
Yeah.
Nobody
right.
epitomized that more than those damn early 2000 Miami teams.
By the way, Tim Keenan's 96 necklace. Pretty solid.
Oh, that was, I mean, that NIL. Do you see Proc? You see that pinky
ring?
Oh, it
was
ring?
All over.
You see that
pinky ring?
Pinky ring, watch, got the chain.
Chain, yeah.
Yeah I'm scared, but I ain't 6'7", 360, but I mean, I ain't a little dude. I that's the word me to wear, man. Yeah.
Man, they're robbed Beyonce around
here. I mean, they robbed Beyonce. I saw it while I kind of was listening to the news this morning. It looked like he found a suspect.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they said he might found the person who robbed
him. I don't know what you would do with unreleased Beyonce music if you had it.
Yes.
It's like if you stole art.
Yes.
Like, how do you get to the black market?
Well, I mean, somebody knows somebody. All right?
Yeah, you just got to know somebody.
Yeah, you just got to know somebody that knows somebody how to get it off, how to do it. Now, my only thing with it is when you do it, and I'm talking about stealing, buying art.
Yeah.
And you buy stolen art, do you put it up?
Well, you probably could, yeah, because you'd have, like, a fancy chateau, you know?
Yeah.
In, like the Greek mountains or something.
Yeah. Because, like, if I want to steal the Mona Lisa, say, for instance.
For instance,
I can't put it in Louvre.
No, you can't, exactly.
Yeah.
You can't just have that in the man cave. Or just tell people it's fake. Everyone just assumes
it's real. Right. But think about I want you
but
to
you want to flex,
real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's a great point.
Yeah, I don't want nobody to
I always
think
wondered
I got the
what
art.
You did with stolen art. Always wondered.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back and continue talking about what's going on at SEC Media Days, which is where we are right now, broadcasting live on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. A couple more clips from our conversation with Kirby Smart coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show. Andy and Randy here with you at SEC Media Days. Day three. The day is not over, by the way.
No.
I know we've gotten an opportunity to talk to a couple of the members of the Alabama Crimson Tide football team. Tim Keenan and Caden Proctor stopped by. Blake Shapen, the quarterback of Mississippi State, supposed to drop by at some point in the next hour and a half or so. And then Florida head coach Billy Napier takes the stage at 1 o'clock. The three players he has with him today are Caleb Banks, Jake Slaughter, and DJ Lagway.
Okay.
Obviously, everyone's going to be excited to hear from DJ Lagway,
yes.
the quarterback,
yes.
all of the hype, all of that. And then day three is wrapped up this afternoon. 2:45, Brent Venables, Oklahoma head coach, takes the stage.
And he's got to win.
He does,
yeah.
And I think they're interesting because they had a really nice transfer portal.
They did.
They got John Mateer, the quarterback from
Washington State.
And, you know, if he can be anything like the last transfer quarterback from Washington State, Cam Ward,
yeah,
who went number one in last year's draft, then they got something there. But they had a lot of talent come to Oklahoma this offseason. And you're right. Like, you get a big program like that, you get a couple years to maybe kind of get your feet wet, but then it's time to start winning. They haven't done a ton of that yet under Brent Venables. So, yeah, the time is now to do that. But he'll speak this afternoon too.
Yeah, I was looking because we were talking about the obviously transfer portal quarterback. And I was thinking about – you remember Jaden Rashada? Where is he at now?
Oh,
because not on his, I'm looking on his profile page, and it says he's still in Georgia, but I know he's not there.
Yeah, God, I saw it and I can't remember. I want to say it's not a Power Five school.
Okay,
but I'm not 100% sure.
All right, no problem.
Doesn't say on his page.
Yeah, I'm looking at all I got is Georgia stuff on there.
Huh. Well,
but anyway,
I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah.
What did you say, Bo? Oh, Sacramento State.
Right. Okay.
That's what I was going to say. In my mind, it was a smaller school on the West Coast. Remember, they dumped a ton of money into their athletic department.
Yes, they did. Because wasn't there rumored like they wanted Mike Vick to
come
coach it or something like that?
Yeah, Mike Vick was rumored maybe to be their head coach.
Yeah, okay.
I think they have Mike Bibby as their head coach.
He's a basketball coach. Yes, he is.
And they did get a pretty big name to be their head football coach, too. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Sacramento State, huh?
Damn, man.
Look at Sacramento.
Look at him. I mean, they got the athletics.
They got a baseball team.
They got the Kings.
Their basketball team finally made the playoffs. They got a college football team people are talking about.
It's still Sacramento.
It's still Sacramento.
Yeah, it's still Sacktown.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Sacktown. It's still.
Bad nickname for
Sacktown.
A city for a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
One of them, if you're a quarterback.
Yeah.
I know that's not what you were thinking about,
no,
but
it's not.
That's also a term for a football play.
Really?
You sacked the quarterback.
Oh.
I know we're in Atlanta. We don't talk about that very often.
Oh, see?
But
there you go.
Some teams do.
Some teams do. Your sack envy is going to be cured this year.
I hope so. You think so?
Nah. I mean, no. It will be. It better be.
Yeah.
Let's put it like that. It better be cured.
Yeah, here's the thing, because they don't really have a choice.
Yeah, man.
They put a lot of investment into trying to fix the pass rush,
right?
With the Falcons, obviously draft picks, free agents, and otherwise. So hopefully this season is a season where that's getting a little bit better. Let's get back into talking a little bit about Georgia football. Obviously, Kirby Smart was on the show yesterday. If you missed the interview, awesome stuff. 10+ minutes with him. You can find that on the website, 929thegame.com, the Andy and Randy page. Subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast. It'll be right there on your phone every single day. Here's Kirby talking about what he views as one of the hardest parts for him to accept as an old school minded head coach about today's game.
I feel like the hardest change is not the money at all. The money I'm great with. It's the transient. It's the ability to move twice when things get hard. Like I find that not easy to handle because I'm trying to accumulate a team and make the best team I can possibly have. And if a kid can move one time a year, that's great. When they move twice a year, it makes it where you never have a team, like you never have a core. So I'm not, that's probably the hardest part to navigate. If you could take that out and say, okay, you move once and I got my team the rest of the time, I'm good. Give me the soldiers that want to be here and go play. Let's go do it.
He's absolutely correct. Danny Warfel, what's that?
It seems like a thing that everyone would agree on.
But it's like,
right?
But some people would look at it as whining. I just look at it as the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth, man. It's crazy when you think about it that you can leave twice in 1 year.
I think it might be whining if he just was always going on and on about that. Or, yeah. I asked him.
Yeah,
I said, "What's the hardest part?"
It's crazy. But the thing about that's the structure of college football. It is crazy. It's got to be maddening as a coach.
Yeah.
To be like, what's wrong, sweetie? What's wrong, sweetie? Huh? What's wrong?
Yeah, man.
Am I a little too hard on you? Huh? Am I a little too hard on you? Okay, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I will yell at everybody but you. How about that? Would you like that, son?
When I'm yelling at everybody, I'm not talking to you.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
I'm going to yell, but you know that it doesn't mean
anything.
It really is funny
how
often, especially with the transfer portal, I think recruiting probably is like this, but I think retention is more like this.
Yes.
How often the parallels relate directly to parenting.
Yeah. It's amazing. How much. But that's what I'm saying. It's changed. Like Georgia, we lost out on the boy from where's Buford?
Uh-huh.
Linebacker. Number one linebacker.
Going to Texas, right?
Yeah, going to Texas. Yeah. And then I saw this morning we lost the number one defensive lineman that we had to Texas.
That he had said was going to Georgia.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah, but the funny thing, I read the caption, Andy, and it said he had been committed to Georgia since June 28th.
3 weeks.
Three damn weeks. That ain't no damn commitment. That's
no.
That's hitting run.
That's exactly
right. Yeah, that ain't no damn commitment.
Now, he was committed, you're right. It's the wrong word.
That's the wrong word.
Do people know what commitment means?
That's what I'm saying. Stop saying it like that. He was committed to Georgia.
Yeah.
I was damn suntanning. I remember when he committed. I was like, I saw the Go Dogs, and I was like,
He flirted with Georgia long enough to say that he planned on being better than Jalen Carter.
Yes,
which is now obviously Georgia fans are going to hate that guy forever because you say something like that. It's like, all right, first of all, we'll see, and now you're going someplace else. So yeah,
man, it's funny. That was funny. I was like, oh, lost guy. You know what? Whatever. He's like. Committed to Georgia since June 28th.
Well, yeah.
I was like, what, last year? It's like, no,
no.
3 weeks ago. I was like,
June 28th, 2025. Yeah. Here's the thing, too. It's like, okay.
Was it a big production? Like, was he on Pat McAfee telling and all that and picking up hats
probably.
And all that stuff? 3 damn weeks.
But if that's his commitment to Georgia, who's to say that that won't be his commitment to Texas?
Who's to say
that he won't be somewhere else?
Good for him. He got a lamb in a bag.
Oh, did he?
He got a Lambo in the bag. I ain't mad at you.
No, sure. Jeez. I mean, get what you want.
17 with a Lambo.
Get what the market says you deserve.
Ride that thing like I'm Tyrese so Fast and Furious.
It is the SEC Media Days is such a test of put your money where your mouth is, though, for some of these coaches. Because I do believe, like, obviously a lot of these guys on Georgia are getting a lot of money. Kirby even said it in that clip. Like, I don't have a problem with these guys getting money.
Because they don't.
They should get money.
They don't.
they should have been getting money a long time ago.
He honestly does not care.
But then it's funny, like, you have Sark yesterday, and he's like, I just don't want people to be picking Texas because of the money. And then there's videos of him welcoming recruits into the facility with 17 Lambos out front.
Like, it's like, all right. It's like the start lineup line.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Which is line up with Lambos.
Which, again, I don't have any problem with using that to get people to go there, but don't stand up on that stage over there and lie to us.
But he's
who cares why they come?
Who cares
to your
why
school?
They come? But
as long as you get them, you got them.
Yeah, man. But don't be trying to sell me.
Trying to
that.
Lie to me.
Yeah.
When I have video of you standing in front of 17 Lamborghinis and a 17-year-old.
Yeah,
okay?
Man. Because I'm just telling you. I mean, whatever.
Don't, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. If it gets them to come, it gets them to come. You don't have to impress.
But Texas is a good damn school.
Sure.
They got a good damn football team.
Very good.
A very good tradition and all those different things. Now, Texas has had the most money in the country forever.
Right.
You know, I mean, they've always been rich.
So that's a credit to Sark. Like,
yes.
There's been resources there forever and ever,
yes.
And they haven't been winning like this since Mac Brown.
Yes.
And, again, they haven't gotten to that level yet because they haven't won a national championship. But, yeah, Sark has already, like, for me, there's still layers of skepticism, but he's validated a lot of the skepticism that I had coming in.
He's a damn good ball coach.
And here's the other thing about it, too. Is I think we're probably pretty far away from all of the, you know, the struggles that he had. Doesn't get talked about as much.
Right.
But that's still worth celebrating. Like, that dude hit rock bottom.
Dude.
And to be back at the top of college football is really great.
You remember that video and that recording?
I do.
And, I mean, and the thing with it is, like, just the embarrassment that he had. He lost his damn family.
Yep.
You know, and then, he was being able to bounce back. And that's what we always talk about with Coach Saban. Is the coach rehab center.
Yep. The Nick Saban
rehab
coaching
center.
Coaching rehabilitation
and got Sark back to – remember, Sark had that health scare and everything like that. And Nick Saban, all my coaches have to get these annual physicals and all this thing. I mean, certain things like that. And then, you know, Texas' job comes open. He's the hottest coordinator in college football. Now, I know me personally, when I saw Sark get that job at Texas, I was like, oh.
I don't know.
But the man's a hell of a ball coach.
He's done great.
I think he stuck with Quinn Ewers too long last year. I don't really give a damn because it benefited Georgia.
Yes.
But even when old Manny came in that thing, he was getting that wallop on him.
He's getting the what?
The wallop on him.
You don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want to get that
wallop on you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. We're also, as you probably know, broadcasting live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. So a lot of players walking around, coaches as well. Wouldn't be surprised if we get a chance to talk to Blake Shapen, quarterback from Mississippi State, at some point over the next hour or so. I did see him walk by.
Yes.
I saw him walk by. And if we do, we do. Awesome. If we don't, that's okay. But we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I like this, though.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day, live from SEC Media Day. It's day number three. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Like all week, like the shows that have already been here and us today as well. We've got an open microphone. And as one of the players or coaches stops by, we'll have him jump on. Had a chance to talk to a couple of the Alabama players earlier in the show. Mississippi State quarterback Blake Shapen is walking around, so we may have him jump on at some point over the next few minutes as well. We'll get to the back page with Bo
Dude,
in a couple minutes.
Okay. All right. So I'm assuming this is Deontay Lawson right here. That's at the thing with Alabama. Okay. Okay. I didn't realize that Tommy Castellanos, remember him? Boston College, went to Florida State.
Yes.
Are you talking trash? So he said, comment, he said, the Tide are not able, we're not able to stop them. What the hell? What? You went to Boston College. Boston College.
That's the quarterback.
Yes.
Right?
No,
he's from Georgia.
Yeah, he's a little
guy.
He's a little guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking all that trash about Alabama wasn't able to stop him. If that's him right there, I love his answer. All disrespect will be handled accordingly.
Oh, that's a great
if
answer.
That ain't a great damn answer when somebody's talking trash. All disrespect will be handled accordingly.
Now, what do you think that means? Because my mind immediately goes to, well, when I get the opportunity to, I'm going to plant you into the middle of the turf.
Oh, yeah, they're going to toss his ass on the gate.
Are they going to get a chance to? Where does he play now?
It's at Florida State now.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I can't keep track of all these
guys. I can't keep track of it either.
We're at SEC Media Days.
I like that part. Be handled accordingly.
That's a very badass thing
to say. Yeah. It's a badass thing to say when you can go out and legally assault somebody.
Yeah.
But I mean, no penalties or nothing.
Sure, but yeah.
Like, if you catch him slipping.
No, I mean, look, in football, if you catch somebody over the middle, or maybe you get a free run at a quarterback, whatever, if you did that to somebody at a gas station, you'd probably get arrested.
Because I was a trash talker.
You're not allowed to do that in life.
I was a trash talking, you know what. But it got harder to be a trash talker when you had quarterbacks that threw the ball high over the middle.
So, right. You know, all disrespect was handled accordingly.
Dude, give me all the damn rib shots and everything right. I done got because
you
I'm talking
people know you're cooking them. And all of a sudden, here comes the high one.
I'm cooking them. Kyle, what you said?
Well, I still was, and if you would have led me on that one, it would have been a touchdown.
Hey, nothing worse than a man standing over you after he knocked your ass out, dog. You're like,
yeah, because they can pretty much say anything.
Oh, yeah, dude. You ever had the wind knocked out of you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you sitting there on the ground like trying to talk trash but can't breathe?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to talk trash when you don't have any breath.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dog. Yeah, so yeah, it's hard to talk trash. But, yeah, I'm like, come on, man.
You got to sign it.
Like, you just got here, dog. You just got there. Just stop. All right? Stop with the trash talk. All right? Because – you say that now because you're on Florida State. You would be talking to trash
again,
Boston College. I don't know. That's why I was like, are they playing Florida State?
Hey,
right
I got you know what I got what? From when I got my press pass.
What'd you get?
They handed me one of these little handy dandy.
It's
got the schedule of every team.
Did they tell you? Did they tell you there was free stuff over there?
Yeah, I grabbed some.
It was so fun. The young lady was like, "Yeah, you can have grab you some hot sauce."
Like, oh yeah, they open against Florida State.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
August 30th.
Yeah, they couldn't stop me.
Okay. Yeah, I got some hot sauce.
Yeah. You did?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm a media member.
Yes, yeah.
You're a radio guy.
Yeah, I am.
I'm a media member.
Yes.
One thing media members are going to do is take free stuff.
Yes.
I got a little notebook over there so I can take some notes in it.
Nice.
Nothing looks more media official than a little tiny notebook. So
okay, because I got a big notebook.
You got the radio guy notebook.
Yeah, I got a big notebook.
I grabbed Lily Loves Chapstick.
Oh, who doesn't?
Somebody was giving out some Chapstick. It's all branded from the cities where the schools are.
Yeah, that's what you're telling me. Yeah, she was like, grab you some hot sauce or something.
Yeah, so I got some Mississippi Red pepper sauce.
Yeah, I said, I don't want no damn hot sauce.
I'll put that on some eggs.
I don't want no damn hot sauce.
Why not?
Give me my badge.
You don't want hot – what's wrong with free hot sauce?
Nothing at all. There's nothing wrong with anything free. Oh.
And look at that. I got a Visit Tuscaloosa Chapstick.
Oh, okay.
For Lily.
Yeah, I got – you know – okay.
I'd be fine if she went to Alabama.
I'd be
fine with me.
Yeah, but your daughter is going to App State.
Yeah, it's possible.
No. Your wife is going to do everything to push you down.
That's fine.
Yeah. I truly believe that. Jack's going
to
go.
Do you know that my wife is doing everything to push us to App State? Not you and me. Me and her. She just started making contacts with the media department over there.
Uh-huh.
So when we retire from this thing, whenever, you know, when it's all said and done, then we could go be professors.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like, you going to teach?
Yeah. I'll teach people how to do all this.
Oh, now, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, you know.
I think
we had a similar thing. This is like right when we started our show, right? And it's still successful. I appreciate y'all so much.
It's going good.
Yeah, it's really, really
it's
good.
Going really
we
good.
Appreciate y'all. But so my sister, you know, my wife loves her family. Always, but my wife does not want to live in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
All right, she does not want to live there. All right, and so my sister-in-law was like, you know what you should do is that you should transfer jobs to the Los Angeles radio station out there, Randy. I was like, why? She's like, so you and Donna and the kids, y'all can be close to us. This is how she's talking to me.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at her like, baby, you want to answer that question?
Perfect.
All right. Donna's like, hell no. But people think it's that easy to move.
Well, yeah, that's not how it works.
That's not
really
how it works.
In that one.
It's not
but
how
yeah,
it works.
No, if you do, if you work in media for like 35 years,
uh-huh.
then a college will pay you to teach kids how to work in media.
Really?
Yeah.
I never ever heard that
Plus,
before.
Plus, I got a master's degree in
you
broadcasting.
You have a master's degree, so.
So I'm in.
There you go.
Yeah.
Can I come be your TA?
Sure.
No. I can't.
Do whatever you want. Guest speaker.
I can't live in
How about
country.
A guest speaker? No, but you could come up and visit.
I mean, you know what? I want to go up there.
Jack's going to be the center for the football team.
Oh,
come
man.
Come watch him play.
And then Jim's going to be walking around with his high school jersey on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Telling yeah. people that's his grandson.
But no, because exactly. you know my wife. My wife wants to go anywhere. I say, hey, we're going up to up to Ashley's mom in the spot. She will find a bed and breakfast and everything.
I'm going to say this very quietly
yes.
in case she's listening. A lot of waterfalls.
No.
There's a lot of waterfalls.
Well, they're in Miami. So
okay,
not
so you're not. All right.
Yeah,
good, 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 good.
Yeah, man, man.
A lot
yeah.
of waterfalls yeah, in Western North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah, they're in Miami. So,
all right,
yeah.
let's get to the back page with Bud.
I didn't realize it was 12:40.
Yeah. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Couple little all-star nuggets and sound bites here for you, though. So I thought the most interesting part of the all-star game last night was not the first ever home run derby to finish, but it, you know, what I'm talking about is being overshadowed by that. What did y'all think of the ABS you're being used in a major league level?
Ah,
I thought it worked great.
It was fine.
Yeah,
it worked great, and
it was quick.
Quick.
Yeah.
But I think when you listen to, I think it was, Tim Kershaw that was talking about. He's like, it's so fast that you barely even really know.
Right, and that to me, that's the criticism that
yes.
I have of the replay system, especially in the NBA, because
yeah.
that takes forever.
Yeah.
In the NFL, there's just kind of so few of them that it doesn't seem like it really messes with the flow of the game. And plays stop in football, like every play stops after 10 seconds or so. That was my worry with challenging balls and strikes. It was fast. It took like
Super
10
fast.
Seconds.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, that was a ball. And then they kept it moving.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Look, I don't know how they – how did they present it on TV?
They just said, okay, they're going to a challenge. And then they showed the the video of where the ball was.
Yep.
And as soon as it happened, it was like, yeah, it's out of the strike zone. That's a ball, or the one earlier that was a strike. They talked about it. I think they showed Dave Roberts on the first one because it was the first one that had ever happened. So everyone
yeah.
was kind of laughing about it in the dugout.
And it was called by the catcher.
Yeah. No, yep. I thought it was – I hadn't seen it before in a game. I thought if that's how it works – do it. No
yeah,
problem
man.
At
They've
all.
They've been using it in AAA for a couple years,
right.
and you go to Gwinnett Stripers games, they're sitting there using it. It takes like 10 seconds. And then we go on about our business. I wouldn't mind seeing them. And, look, we're not there yet. We're not even to ABS being at the major league level, although that'll probably happen soon.
Right.
Just use the freaking system for every ball and strike. Put an earpiece in the umpire's ear, and it'll tell you ball or strike, and the umpire calls it.
My
you don't have to get rid of the human.
My
he can still call.
Ben Watson apologizing to the audience for stealing Randy away for a few minutes.
Sound like something spilled there in the background.
Yeah,
I think Randy spilled his food and
yeah.
water. But it's all right. It's
yeah, I had some pork loins with applesauce.
When, when you see your brother, you got to give your brother a hug. And that's what just took place. It was beautiful.
So speaking of hugging folks, here's a not hugging folks thing that Pete Alonso, of all people, would like to see change in Major League Baseball.
If there's one rule I could change,
I don't think people should get ejected after charging them out or fighting. So I think it should be hockey style.
I agree.
So no teams, no nothing, because that's when people can like seriously get hurt. So I think there's a rule. If you want to go out and charge them out, then you should be able to. But if the pitcher or hitter or whoever charges, and if they don't want to fight, they take a knee. And then they don't have to fight. But if someone charges the mound, it's 1v1 hockey style, and then that's it.
I agree.
I love everything about
it. I agree.
I love and don't get kicked out. Now, how do you? Because hockey, you get a penalty.
Yeah, you go to the penalty box. Yeah, that was my question.
Put them to the dugout for an inning. You got to go to the dugout for an inning, and you got to miss your next at bat.
So you miss an at bat, so that's an automatic out.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And then, but it would be amazing from the defensive perspective. Yes. You just play without a third baseman for an inning.
Exactly.
That would be hilarious.
So you got to do that old school shift right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
It would probably be the pitcher though. How would you set the pitcher out? Just call it an automatic.
That's a great point.
Gets a base or something like that,
or maybe.
I like the idea
here.
I like where he's going with this.
I
don't like many things that Pete Alonso does, but this one's got some merit. I don't know.
He just has he has that easy to root against face.
100%.
Don't he?
His face, his mannerisms, the way that he talks.
Yeah,
his hair color.
He smoked that pitch last night.
He damn sure did.
He did. Thank you, Philly, for not allowing the Met to win MVP.
Well, Schwarber seems like he's a
– I like Schwarber.
I would rather Schwarber
like
win it than Alonso. Okay. Schwarber seems like a nice freaking dude you would like to go have a beer with. Pete Alonso.
What does Alonso seem like?
Oh, man. He seems like that guy that just – I don't know. Annoying. Annoying guy.
He seems like he gets drunk and leaves all his on the floor. He's a napkin on the floor guy.
Pete Alonso doesn't return his shopping cart to the shopping cart bay.
Dude.
That's the kind of guy he seems like.
Okay.
Steep insult.
Because
right
those people right there need to have their cars dented.
Agreed.
100%.
It's baseline humanity. Return your cart.
It is the most annoying
I agree. 100%.
All right, well, here's one more. You don't have to take a whole lot of time to comment on this, but they had to put a microphone in front of crying Freddie's face and hear what he had to say to the city of Atlanta.
I could be here all day talking to these fans. You guys mean? Yeah. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. My first 12 years, I got to spend in this wonderful city. So you guys gave me standing ovations when I've come back. You guys cheered for me. You watched me before I became a father and a husband, and now back here as a husband and father with three awesome boys. So thank you guys for everything, and hopefully I can get another hit for you guys tonight.
There you
Freddie
go.
Freeman is an amazing man with an amazing family.
He really is.
And his story is outstanding. Matter of fact, it'll be on tomorrow on MLB.
What they had to deal with
and
this
I gotta record,
last year.
It's unbelievable. He is an amazing man. But damn it, I'm tired of this.
Yeah, come on. Tighten it
up. I am tired
You've been back
of
enough
this
times.
Right here. Freddie, no, damn that. He don't play for us no more.
Yeah, man.
All right? When he comes back and they retire his jersey – that's fine.
Right.
But I'm not tired of seeing Freddie cry in Atlanta.
This is the second time that I've heard this on this radio station. Did you honestly think that the Braves are going to retire Freddie Freeman's jersey?
I don't know, bro.
Why wouldn't they?
Why would they?
I am tired.
I don't know. He's probably going to the Hall of Fame, isn't he?
I would imagine he's on that trajectory.
I'm tired of seeing Freddie crying.
I guess it was 9 years.
Because on
12.
Know.
Yeah. He won a World Series here. Why would they not?
When does Freddie cry? Obviously, when his baby and they have the story,
know.
But he always crying in Atlanta.
I only see him cry when he's
always
here.
Damn crying in Atlanta. We need to stop. No, not we. Stop putting microphones in his face. Why didn't y'all go to Ron Acuña? Ron Acuña played for the Braves.
Yeah,
Freddie don't play here no more.
And they were cheering for him. And Ronald Acuña, you know what he did? Kept it together.
God,
kept it together.
I love Freddie Freeman, and I can't wait to watch the Freddie Freeman story tomorrow. Well, probably watch it Friday. But stop crying in Atlanta, man. Damn.
Maybe the people out west are just not as nice and enduring and, or, you know.
God almighty.
Stop
crying in Atlanta. Freddie.
Good message.
And you knew when they put that microphone in front of Freddie, he was going to cry.
It was over.
Definitely.
Stop crying in Atlanta, Freddie.
It was over. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We're live at the College Football Hall of Fame, SEC Media Days. Day 3. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.